Hachette Audio presents Then There Was You, written by Miranda Liason, read by Megan Tusing. For anyone who must walk the Alzheimer's journey with a loved one. Sometimes the last person on Earth you want to be with is the one person you can't be without. Tagline for the movie Pride and Prejudice, 2005. Chapter 1. Dr. Serafina Langdon stood in the Angel Falls Community Hospital ER before the door to exam room 3, squeezing her eyes shut, struggling to be a better person. Clearly, a higher power was telling her she'd made the wrong decision, returning to her hometown of Angel Falls, Ohio, because the name on the sheet of paper in her hand said that the patient occupying the room in front of her was Colton Bentley Walker. Not him. Anyone but him. She'd hoped to ease back into town, get herself established, and then confront, on her own terms, the man who'd helped ruin her engagement a year ago, who'd been a burr in her side for years. Since she was 14, really. She'd known this day would come. She just hadn't expected it during her first ER shift. Sarah sucked in a deep breath. She could handle this. She reminded herself again of the reason she'd returned to this sleepy small town. To join her dad's medical practice after her high-powered Ivy League training at Columbia. Her sweet, precious grandmother had recently been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, and Sarah wanted to do all she could to help the woman who'd been her rock. Her support. Her unwavering cheerleader her whole life. She could face the demons of the past for Nona's sake. Sarah opened her eyes, slid the sheet of paper back into the metal pocket on the wall. She couldn't do it. Not today, and maybe not ever. She turned on the soles of her Dansko clogs and walked at a fast clip back to the nurse's station. The ER was just as white bright at 2 on a Saturday morning as it was at high noon, and just as busy. Even the administrative assistant was on the phone. Sarah peeked around the corner to find the doc she was sharing this shift with. Sarah was a primary care doctor, but in a town as small as Angel Falls, the primary care docs worked alongside the ER docs to help staff the ER. Brian Graves, a guy from the next town over, whom she'd knew from residency, was her partner this shift. He had one claim to fame. He'd bedded more women than an 80s rock star. She hated to approach him, but...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?